So it's Saturday the 23rd of November and I'm here with Kevin, who has just guided me around the, I don't even know, what was it called, Wolverton 5.
Wolverton 5, yeah.
So I'll let us tell you a bit about you and your running.
Well, I'm a local triathlete and ultra marathon runner here in Milton Keynes. Milton Keynes, very, very picturesque place. We've had a great time today running around Willen Lake, which is one of the best lakes locally. And yeah, we've had a really good time. We've had a great time of 53:50 for Louise today on the official finish time for her. And position 13 in senior ladies. So yeah, excellent result. And we caught a few runners within about a mile and a half to go. We started hunting them down and caught them and had a really good time. The weather was good. It was damn cold.
But have you got a thermometer on this car?
I have. It's 7 degrees, but it feels a lot colder, as you know, because there was a bit windy. It was quite bitter out there today. But we came through, we enjoyed it, and yeah, had a really good time.
So what were the landmarks along the route? So we had the...
A couple of landmarks. We went past the Peace Pagoda, which is a very famous place in Milton Keynes, where the Buddhist monks go and practice all sorts of different things, from martial arts through to obviously prayers, and they've got a lovely temple there. We went past Woolen Hospice, which is entirely funded by donations, and that's a respite care home for the terminally ill, and a very, very famous place in Milton Keynes. We went past a Go Ape a rope climbing course that's very, very good fun, especially for kids and for adults as well. And just Willen Lake itself, which is very, very picturesque and really flat, so good for racing and running around, and run by Race Timing Systems, who are one of the big timing people around in running and also in triathlon. And you had a very nice tag on your shoe today,
yes,
which was the timing chip that works from a very small piece of silicon and works incredibly well, called Smart Track, and they use it throughout. So yeah, it's excellent.
And the pub, what was the pub called that we
The pub. That's a good question, because I don't actually go in there very often.
No.
I really couldn't tell you the name of the pub, but it's right on the lake and right next to the fitness place that's there as well, which I can't even tell you the name of that because I'm not a member.
Have you been in there? You haven't been in there?
I have been there many years ago, and it used to be called Force 10 Fitness, but it's changed again now, and it's...
Well, that's a football result. Yeah, so thanks a lot for guiding.
My pleasure.
And 2 minutes on the business. 1:55. I'll leave you 1:55 to talk about the business.
Okay, yeah. Well, my business is wine. I sell wine to the public. My website's wineman.co.uk. And we were chatting about a wine that you're looking for called Gewürztraminer. A very, very nice, rich and very fruity style of wine, which, as you mentioned, tastes of Turkish delight. And quite interesting wine, that one. Comes from Alsace. Gewürztraminer actually means next to Tramina, because Tramina is a place in Italy where that particular grape was grown, and the Alsatians made it famous by calling it Gewürztraminer, or close to Tramina. So that's they adopted that, and it's more famous coming now from that area than from Italy.
The dog that we saw?
We saw a couple of very nice dogs, didn't we? Actually stopped in the middle of the race as well to have a pet with the dog, which slowed our times down. Otherwise, we would have been at least 4 or 5 minutes quicker. But no, it was nice. So we had a nice pet with a couple of dogs, and we saw a deaf dog as well, who was at the end when we were walking back to the car. He was a little bit scared and didn't know what was going on, and his owner didn't either. So, but that was quite fun to see them. And both dogs that we saw and that we stopped and that you petted were very long-haired, and one was a little shy and one was far more placid and far more fun.
It was. Yeah. The second one was much more friendly.
Yeah, definitely.
And it put its head back, didn't it? And
yes.
Sniffed.
Yeah.
Yes, well...
Time remaining.
25 seconds. What was the last ultra you did then?
Last ultra I did was the Stour Valley 100km ultra, and I came 24th in that in 13 hours 30 minutes, which I was relatively pleased with. And
how many people do I reckon did the race?
There was 200.
200?
200 started.
Did